Special testimonies for ministers and workers. Number 4. Proper training. The students work hard and faithfully. They are gaining in strength of nerve and in solidity, as well as activity of muscles. This is the proper education which will bring forth from our schools young men who are not weak and inefficient, who have not a one-sided education, but an all-round physical, mental, and moral training. The builders of character must not forget to lay the foundation which will make education of the greatest value. This will require self-sacrifice, but it must be done. The physical training will, if properly conducted, prepare for mental taxation. But the one alone always makes a deficient man. The physical taxation, combined with mental effort, keeps the mind and morals in a more healthful condition, and far better work is done. Under this training, students will come forth from our schools educated for practical life, able to put their intellectual capabilities to the best use. Physical and mental exercise must be combined if we would do justice to our students. We have been working on this plan here with complete satisfaction, notwithstanding the inconvenience under which students have to labor. I came here and began work on my place so earnestly that it inspired all with fresh zeal, and they have been working with a will, rejoicing that they have the privilege. We have provoked one another to zeal and good works. The school workers were afraid I would plant the first trees, and now both they and I have the satisfaction of having the first genuine orchards in this vicinity. Some of our trees will yield fruit next year, and the peaches will bear quite a crop in 2 years. Mr. Blank, from whom we bought our trees, lives about 20 miles from here. He has an extensive and beautiful orchard. He says that we have splendid fruit land. Well, the school has made an excellent beginning. The students are learning how to plant trees, strawberries, etc., how they must keep every sprangle and fiber of the roots uncramped in order to give them a chance to grow. Is not this a most precious lesson as to how to treat the human mind and the body as well? Not to cramp any of the organs of the body, but give them ample room to do their work? The mind must be called out, its energies taxed. We want men and women who can be energized by the Spirit of God to do a complete work under the Spirit's guidance. But these minds must be cultivated, employed, not lazy and dwarfed by inaction. Just so men and women and children are wanted who will work the land and use their tact and skill, not with a feeling that they are menials, but that they are doing just such noble work as God gave to Adam and Eve in Eden, who loved to see the miracles wrought by the divine husbandman. The human agent plants the seed, and God waters it, and causes his sun to shine upon it, and up springs the tiny blade. Here is the lesson God gives to us concerning the resurrection of the body and the renewing of the heart. We are to learn of spiritual things from the development of the earthly.